Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Liz Nichol joining us inside the Good Vibe Tribe today.
Good morning.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It is going.
What?
I should have said Liz Nichol, Brewer of the Year,
yeah,
Kennedy.
Put some respect on that.
Yes.
That is a cool title.
Brewer of the Year. Exciting news out of JP today. Liz, the owner and head brewer of Drawdown Brewery Company, just named the U.S. Brewer of the Year. Tell us a little bit first about Drawdown Beer before we ask about the award.
Yeah, for sure. So Drawdown Brewing is, we're out in JP. We try to be more of a malt-forward brewery. So a lot of breweries will have a lot of IPAs on draft. We'll only have one or two at a time because we're trying to highlight a lot of really great styles that don't necessarily get a ton of attention. We've also kind of picked up the rep to be like the women's sports bar in Boston. So we try to highlight all the great women's sports teams and especially all the Boston teams that we're starting to accrue. You know, we got the Legacy, the Banshees, the Fleet, and, you know, they just announced that Boston's going to get a women's baseball team.
Yes.
So we're really excited about that. Yeah. And, you know, we're an LGBTQ plus owned space and try to be a community space for the queer community in this day and age.
Not to genderfy things, but this is a pretty male-dominated industry. What has it been like coming through as yourself?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I don't really know why, but I tend to gravitate to male-dominated industries.
Same, girl, same.
I have a background in engineering. And then, you know, before that, I was like a freelance sports photographer. So for me, it's pretty natural to kind of be in male-dominated spaces. So you just kind of plug away, you do what you can, and you kind of sometimes have to strive a little extra hard to get that attention. But I always kind of have looked at that as a challenge. And I'm a competitive person, so, you know, I bring it.
Well, apparently you're kicking their ass if you're Brewer of the Year nationally. How do you get into, like, what made you decide, I want to start brewing beer? And what takes you from, like, brewing it in, like, your garage to now you own a whole tap room?
Yeah, so just kind of started out as a hobby, right? Like a lot of people, I was a home brewer for a really long time, and I had a buddy who got me into it. I've always kind of been into cooking, culinary arts kind of stuff. And he's like, I think you'd really dig this. And so we did it once and it was a blast. And, you know, at the end of it, you end up with 5 gallons of beer. So it's not a bad way to spend your time. So we would do that. And then, you know, I think a lot of homebrewers kind of joke around about, yeah, oh man, I'll open a brewery. And so I was doing that, but very casually to a certain extent. And then I just kind of made a decision that I wanted to create a really great space and kind of be my own boss. And opening a brewery seemed way cooler than trying to open an engineering company. So
I tried brewing my own beer one time, Dan, and I ruined our stove.
That checks out.
Yeah, that's about right.
Because the wort can yep. if the wort mm-hmm. gets out of the pot and onto the enamel of your stove, it literally ruins your stovetop.
Well, Carson, wow. they have a beer there that I feel is perfect for you. I don't know that you necessarily like this type of beer, but I don't care because it's called Petty Party.
Oh, I am in. There are no beers that I like, just Liz, ones that I like more than others.
Carson is a petty human, and we love that about him.
Love it. Yeah. That's why we have that. I wasn't sure where you were going with that, Kenny. Maybe you were going to say the white girl wasted.
I could do that too. Both check out. Oh, Liz, you are quickly becoming my favorite human.
Liz, you get the show.
Thank you.
All right, so Drawdown Brewing Company in JP, Liz yeah. Nichol, just named the U.S. Brewer of the Year. What is the address so people can come by and check out the place?
Yeah, for sure. 3204 Washington Street. We're right on one of the main corridors through JP, up kind of near the Roxbury end, too. So close and convenient. Stony Brook stop on the Orange Line.
Fantastic. I can't wait to come by and say hello.
We now officially have a brewmaster as a member of the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe.
Brewer of the Year, please.
Brewer of the Year.
Brewmaster, yeah. Brewmaster is like an official accreditation. I don't have that, so I don't want to go there. But
Okay.
I'd love to see you guys in the tap room sometime.
Amazing. Yeah.
Well, thanks for coming in and talking about that with us, Liz.
It's very impressive. Yeah. It takes a lot of guts to bet on yourself the way you did and put your money where your mouth is, and
Thank
it paid
so
off.
Much. Yeah, hopefully.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon, Liz.
All right, cool. Thanks, guys.
Bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, please welcome Amanda from Exeter.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
Also, Benny, who she's dropping off at the bus stop, he's 5.
Benny? Oh, what a good name.
Well, tell Benny we said good morning.
Benny and the Jets.
Benny stole home in the sandlot, never forget.
Exactly.
Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Familiar.
Will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please, Amanda?
Yes, Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
See, all your brains go to different places than mine.
Where does yours go?
I'm going to take you by surprise and make you realize, Amanda. Kennedy's gone. 5 pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy. Win yourself $100. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Kennedy's over in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Question number one. Miss Piggy from the Muppets is getting her own movie. It's still in the early stages with Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone set to produce and possibly star. Who is Miss Piggy in love with?
Kermit the Frog.
Today in 1993, this song hit number one on the charts. Take a listen. And then name the artist who sings this song.
I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love. But I won't do that.
Oh, damn.
Who sings? That was good. Meatloaf.
Question number three. 5 years after he was fired, Tom Bergeron will make his return to Dancing with the Stars next week as a guest judge. They're celebrating the show's 20th anniversary. Which trophy does the Dancing with the Stars champion win?
The Mirrorball Trophy.
K-pop Demon Hunters 2 is on the way, but it won't be here until 2029. The only other thing we know is it'll have the same directors. Name one song from K-pop Demon Hunters besides Golden.
I would have no idea.
All right, question number five.
I take it Benny's not watching that.
No, definitely not.
Question number five. Duncan has collaborated with the new film Wicked for Good and introduced a new menu to celebrate the occasion. The menu features two drinks, special munchkins, and merch, including the Wicked Green Matcha to match Alphaba's skin. Why is Alphaba's skin green?
I've never watched the movie.
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Well, that'd be hard to answer then.
Kennedy! All right, Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Amanda, hanging out with her son Benny, got 3 out of 5 correct.
All right, well done, friends.
Thank you.
These are tough. You ready?
Uh-huh.
Miss Piggy from the Muppets is getting her own movie. It's still in the early stages with Jennifer Lawrence and Emma Stone set to produce and possibly star. Who is Miss Piggy in love with?
A Kermit the Frog.
Tied at 1. Today in 1993, this song hit number 1 on the charts. Take a listen and then name the artist.
I would do anything for love. Oh, I would do anything for love. I would do anything for love.
But what?
Name the artist.
Meatloaf.
R.I.P. to a legend.
Tied at 2. 5 years after he was fired, Tom Bergeron will make his return to Dancing with the Stars next week as a guest judge. They're celebrating the show's 20th anniversary. Which trophy does the Dancing with the Stars champion win?
The Mirror Ball.
Tied at 3. K-pop Demon Hunters 2 is on the way, but it won't be here until 2029. That's the year Bear graduates high school.
Oh my God, dude.
Name one song from K-pop Demon Hunters besides Golden.
This is Soda Pop.
Soda Pop, How It's Done, Takedown.
I was trying to get How It's
Free,
Done.
Free, Your Idol, What It Sounds Like. Nice job. 4-3, question number 5. Duncan has collaborated with the new film Wicked for Good and introduced a new menu to celebrate the occasion. The menu features two drinks, special munchkins, and merch, including the Wicked Green Matcha to match Alphaba's skin. Why is her skin green?
Because her mama was with a man who made her drink bad things.
I'll accept that.
Man, who was not her husband.
Huh?
Said a man who was not her husband.
Cheater, cheater, pumpkin eater.
Scandalous.
The green elixir her mother drank while pregnant. Yes, Kennedy. Four. Do you get 4 or 5? You got 5. Nice work. 5-3 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Amanda, nice work. Unfortunately, you don't get the money, but you are picking up a pair of concert tickets. Cat's Eye, November 19th at MGM Music Hall at Fenway.
Oh, thank you.
That's the way I want it.
Oh, great.
Benny's excited.
There you go, Benny.
Hooray.
There he is. First concert.
All right. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We are Amanda and Benny from Exeter, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Producer Dan and his girlfriend celebrating 2 years together this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
This is Kaylee's confessional.
Hi. It is me. It's Kaylee. Dan is currently in the shower. I waited until he went in the shower, so he has no idea what I'm saying. I am laying in my bed. I dumped a pile of clean clothes. This is just like the man that he is. I dumped a pile of clean clothes this morning on our bed. And I was like, I don't have time to fold these. I need to just like grab what I need and get dressed and go to work. I almost said school, but because I work at a school. And I came home and they were all folded on the bed for me. And I was like, thank God. So I'm currently lying on top of them instead of putting them away or moving them out of my way. But he did such a good job folding, so I'm not going to ruin his folding job. But I understand that this is Kaylee's confessional. I feel like I'm on Jersey Shore right now, talking about like Ron and Sam or something. I'll see what I can do.
She understood the assignment, so I'm here for it.
Dan has not heard this.
No, I have no idea what's happening right now.
I wrote all of these questions, and Kennedy sent them directly to Kaylee. Dan was not a part of any of this. He was not allowed to be around, be involved. He's not heard any of this. So the first question we ask Kaylee, Dan, be honest, does he still try to impress you, or has he fully transitioned into fart without warning mode?
Dan is very comfortable with me, and I am very comfortable with Dan. We have fully transitioned into that comfort mode. There are times where he tries to impress me. I mean, he successfully impresses me a lot of the time, but no, we have fully transitioned into that comfort mode. Right now, we are currently working on the toilet seat being up, and he's so comfortable, he just leaves it up and just, like, ditches it. And there have been a lot of times where I'm like, get back here. And he's like, what? I'm like, put the toilet seat down. And he's like, no, it's my home too. I'm like, yeah, I know, this is your home too, but it's my home too.
I love the teacher in her that's like, we're working on. Like it's long division.
All right, so, but if I have to go in there and lift the toilet seat up, why can't you go in there and put the toilet seat down?
So
explain
many
it to me.
So many reasons. Because I said so? I don't know.
That feels like the only argument I get.
The next question for Kaylee.
I don't know, Dan. You're the wrong person to ask.
If his love language had a warning label, what would it say?
Huh.
So I actually knew exactly what his love language was, and I knew that I was like thinking of warning labels. I was like, well, his love language is physical touch. Dan loves being close to me, just loves being physically around me or like next to me, or he loves to put his head on my legs while we're laying on the couch, or he just loves like, if I have a fuzzy blanket on or something, he's always like rubbing my leg, or he's always touching me in some way, always hugging me. So I was like, all right, well, physical touch is his love language. And I was thinking that it would be like a warning can cause like separation anxiety or can cause clinginess because we're always constantly touching or hugging or holding hands or something while we're like on the couch or whatever. And then I looked it up and I was like, oh, this is a cute one. It said best stored in close proximity to loved ones. And that's how I feel Dan is. He loves to be around people. He loves to just be next to me all the time. And just, yeah, it's really sweet. He's like a little pup.
It is the wholesome content you didn't.
She looked it up, Dan.
I am very touchy. She's not wrong. I'm very cuddly. Like a big bear.
See why we wanted to hug you?
Kaylee's confessional, producer Dan and his girlfriend, 2 years together this weekend. The question for Kaylee this time is, when he says I cleaned, does that mean actually cleaned or just move stuff into new places?
I am fully the person that moves stuff into new piles. He asks me to like move my school bag or something. I'm like, yeah, sure. Like from a chair. I'm like, yeah, sure. I'll move it from like one chair to like the other chair. Or if it's like my stuff is in the living room, he's like, honey, can you take care of this stuff? I'm like, yeah, yeah, sure. And I just move it to another spot in the apartment instead of like throwing it away or like bringing it to school or something like that. When he cleans. Like he fully cleans, which I appreciate because I really do like a clean apartment.
We love a self-aware queen.
Yeah, self-awareness is super important. I love how honest and open she's being. Unbiased.
Yeah, what are you feeling right now, Dan?
It's weird to have her on the air and hearing her talk about me where I had like no control or idea what was happening.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I love her. It's been 2 years. And it's nice to hear her thoughts without me like kind of looming over her.
Mm-hmm.
Unfiltered.
Right, right. It's interesting you say that. Because you were looming over her. You did barge into the room while she was...
Well, I mean, it's a small apartment, my guy.
And we have that audio right in the middle of Kaylee's confessional. Here comes Dan. And he's like, I've been gone a while. What are you saying?
Why are you still talking?
She just got a lot to say, Dan. And we're here for it.
I needed to put on pants.
Leg prisons.
We'll have more of Kaylee's confessional next on Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer. Plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Right now, we are currently working on the toilet seat being up. And he's so comfortable, he just leaves it up and just like ditches it. And there have been a lot of times where I'm like, get back here. And he's like, what? I'm like, put the toilet seat down. And he's like, no, it's my home too. I'm like, yeah, I know this is your home too, but it's my home too.
That is producer Dan's girlfriend, Kaylee. 2 years this weekend.
Yep, 2 years on Saturday.
And this is Kaylee's confessional. We sent her a bunch of questions. Producer Dan was not allowed to be around. He wasn't involved with coming up with the questions. He wasn't allowed to be around when she was recording this.
This is the first I'm hearing any of it.
Happy anniversary, by the way, Dan.
Yeah, thanks. It's not nerve-wracking at all.
So the next question for Kaylee, what's one way he surprised you in a good way once you moved in together?
When we moved in together, we were merging our two apartments. So I had a full bedroom set. He had a full bedroom set. He had the full living room set. I had the full like kitchen set, and he also did too. And we got an apartment with two bedrooms. He was like, I am basically giving full range of decor or layout or anything to you. Like, he fully was like, yep, no, this is all you. I want this to feel like your home too. I don't want you to feel like you're moving into like my apartment complex, because we're still in the same complex that he was in before, but just a different apartment. And he was like, no, I want you to fully feel like this is your place too. So the bedroom set and everything is mine. The second bedroom has like his old stuff, but we never use that bedroom. It's really for Nancy when she comes to visit. Even like my pillows and my bed spread or the comforter. Like, I told him when we moved in, I was going to buy a new comforter set. And he was like, no, we don't have to do that right now. Like, it's like a pink comforter, but he's like totally fine with it. And I'm like, well, I want to make it our apartment. He's like, but I want you to feel like this is your home. That was actually a way that I thought he was going to have a lot more opinions about what the apartment looked like. But he was like, no, this is like fully, I want you to like feel like this is your home too, which is nice.
I mean,
I'm in my pink comforter era. Just a blade of grass in the wind. Do whatever you want, baby.
Except the toilet seat.
We were texting after that first segment because she's listening. And I was like, a lot of women are yelling at me on the text line about the toilet seat. And she's like, I am not alone. I have an army.
So in Kelly's confessional, she answers the question, what is it about producer Dan that makes the new house a home?
So I work with 5 and 6 year olds for 6 hours a day. And then I go and I nanny for a few hours after school every day. So I don't get home until like 7-ish, and which is like a very long work day. And I'm usually exhausted when I get home. And Dan always has dinner ready. He always has like the main areas basically like cleaned up, and there's no dishes in the sink. He knows that it drives me nuts having a lot of dishes in the sink. So he makes sure that like he cleans up the kitchen before I get back. Oh, I'm still recording, so you got to get out. It's literally recording right now.
Man, that was a long shower. You're still doing it?
Yeah.
All right.
I am. I had to... What?
I said all good things, I hope.
Yeah, Gulab.
Yeah, love you.
Love you. Okay, he's always standing at the door when I get home because he's recognized what the beep on my Jeep sounds like. So when I lock the door, he knows that I'm home. You can hear it echo, obviously. He is always waiting with his arms open to give me a hug to say welcome home. He always says welcome home and just gives me like the biggest bear hug and just holds me while I kind of just like sink into his arms. And it's like the best feeling. It's like it truly feels like you're coming home to like your best friend. And he is my best friend.
These are really sweet.
What were you expecting?
Carson wrote the questions. I was expecting something else.
I might have snuck in a couple.
These are really nice. This is making me very happy.
There are women all over the greater Boston area right now going, my husband doesn't do that. I'm going to get home and tell him Dan does it. Why doesn't he? And that's all right. You should. Because obviously.
They don't make them like me, Kennedy.
They don't.
I had to... What?
I said all good things, I hope.
Get out.
All good things.
I had to sit on the couch in a wet towel for like 15 minutes while she wrapped up.
She had an assignment.
Yeah, I mean, she nailed it.
The last one inside Kaylee's confessional. What's the moment you realized, oh yeah, I can totally live with this man?
So when Dan and I first started dating, the first few weeks of us dating, we truly fell into like a really established routine with each other. And that was almost like moving too fast, too furious. So we like slowed it down. But then we got kind of like naturally just went back into the groove of like, after work, I like send you a recipe that I want to make for dinner that night. And I'll go over and make it. And then we'll watch a movie or something together. Like we just like fall so easily into each other's routines. And he is such a good partner of making sure I'm okay, making sure like his needs are like voiced. And I make sure like he is like whatever he needs is met. Once we moved in, we had a lot of hiccups when we first moved in, and the way that he just kept me calm, I was like, okay, we can do this. Like, I can do this for the rest of my life because I love him so much.
Aw, I love you too.
I'm going to go cry in the corner for a little while. So
I love you so much, Dan. These past 2 years have been the best 2 years of my life, and I'm excited to see what the next 200 years together are. I love you very much.
200. I'm going to have to start exercising and drinking more water.
She's coming for you even after death.
Wow. That was the best anniversary gift I could have gotten. So thank you for you guys for putting that together and having it be so sweet.
Well, honey, we didn't do a
thing.
And
thank you to her for...
You're the man that you are. And she recognizes that.
That was a really nice surprise this morning. A big smile on my face.
Right now, we are currently working on the toilet seat.
I know a lot of people are focused on the toilet seat on the text line.
Really, of all the things you just heard about this man, is that what we're doing?
A lot of y'all are dialed on the toilet seat. I do a lot.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop.
game time.
Campy Kennedy presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru. Find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say good morning to Ashley from Lynn.
Hi, Ashley.
Hi, Kennedy.
Currently carpooling with a bunch of kids to school. What are the kids' names?
We got, right now, I just have Jackson.
All right.
Hi.
Hey,
hi.
Good morning, Jackson. What grade are you in, my friend?
Sixth
grade. All right. You're crushing it?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Where do you go to school, Jackson? Shout it out.
Pickering.
Pickering Academy, right? Very cool.
Yeah, sure. Academy, yeah.
Isn't it called Pickering Academy or just call it Pickering?
Pickering Middle School.
Pickering Middle School. Gotcha. All right, will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win yourself $1,000 this morning, Ashley.
Woo-hoo!
Kennedy's gone into that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Are you ready?
We are ready.
Millie Bobby Brown says that sensationalized headlines during her last press tour left her crying every day and called coverage like that bullying. She cited headlines like, "Why are Gen Zers like Millie Bobby Brown aging so badly?"
Rude.
To highlight how tabloids target young women. Is Millie Bobby Brown over or under 25?
Under.
A paternity test proved that Cardi B's boyfriend, Stephon Diggs, is the father of an Instagram model's baby. Cardi is currently also pregnant with Stephon's baby, which former daytime TV host was famous for doing paternity tests on his show.
Oh, you are not the father. What's that guy's name?
Yep.
Oh my God. You are not the father. Oh, my God. I can't think of his name.
And then they
name.
Would do a backflip and run around the studio.
Yeah. All right. Question.
And I could see his face. Oh my God. Sorry.
To number three. Duncan has collaborated with the new film Wicked for Good. It has introduced a new menu to celebrate the occasion. The menu features two drinks, special munchkins, and merch. Where was the first Dunkin' Donuts located? What city?
Was it East Boston?
Question number four. Google says Christmas music searches are way up, and when does Christmas music start on the radio is the top trending search over the past week. Which Christmas song starts with this riff? Take a listen. Name the song.
Jingle Bell Rock.
And question number five. Emma Stone, 37 today. Emma has won the Best Actress Oscar twice. Can you name both of the movies she won them for?
Pretty Little Thing. And what's another Emma Stone movie? With, we're just going to say Easy A, even though it's not.
I don't know.
Let's get Kennedy back into the studio.
Kennedy!
Who else was in the car before? I felt like they didn't get a chance to say hello.
My son, Landon.
Landon, all right. Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Ashley from Lynn.
Yeah.
Got two out of five.
All right.
Oh, my God, Jackson, that's terrible.
It's not.
Two out of five.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yes.
Millie Bobby Brown says that the sensationalized headlines during her latest press tour left her crying every day and called coverage like that bullying. Kennedy, Millie Bobby Brown is over or under 25?
Under.
21 years old. Tied at one, question number two. A paternity test proved that Cardi B's boyfriend, Stephon Diggs, is the father of an Instagram model's baby. Which former daytime TV host was famous for doing paternity tests on the show?
Maury Povich.
Oh, he would tell people they're not the father, and then Jerry Springer would come on, and they'd throw chairs at each other.
It just was such a
daytime
nasty
TV
time.
Used to be lit, Kennedy.
2-1, question number three. Duncan has collaborated with the new film Wicked for Good, introducing a whole new menu. Where was the first ever Dunkin' Donuts location?
Quincy, Mass, home of the presidents.
3-1, question number four. Google says Christmas music searches are way up, And when does Christmas music start on the radio is the top trending search over the past week. Radio is the top trending search?
Can we have a moment? Can we have a moment for radio?
Do people still listen to the radio, Kennedy?
Hell yes. Wow, that's fantastic, Carson.
What about podcasting? Shut the hell up.
There's a Christmas spirit we were looking for.
Touchdown dance over Google searches.
4-2. Question number 5.
Kind of a big deal.
Emma Stone turns 37 today. Emma has won the Best Actress Oscar twice. Can you name both of the movies she won for?
Wait, was there a question there about
Emma Stone turns 37.
About the radio?
Today. Oh, I skipped that one. Oh, sorry.
You got so excited, he didn't ask you the question.
I did. Which Christmas song starts with this riff? Take a lesson.
I was so confused. What does that got to do with Emma Stone? Rocking Around the Christmas Tree.
That is incorrect.
Jingle Bell Rock.
See, you got ahead of yourself.
Sure did.
All right, so we have 3-2. Question
number
5.
Emma Stone was what she got nominated for and what she win?
Can you name both of the movies she won for? Yes.
And she won Best Actress for?
Yes.
La La Land and what was that called? Good Things?
Poor Things. And La La Land was correct. 3-2 is the final
Ashley,
score.
Actually, very close.
Sal can breathe a sigh of relief.
For at least another hour. Who knows after that all puts her off.
Right. So 3-2 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Ashley, you don't get the $1,000. But thank you for listening this morning. What do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name's Ashley and Jackson from Lynn, and we cannot be Kennedy again.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
I put together a montage of all of the wonderful things that producer Dance Girl girlfriend Kaylee said about him. Their two-year anniversary is on Saturday.
That's correct.
So we did a thing called Kaylee's Confessional. Listen to all these wonderful things Kaylee said.
There are times where he tries to impress me. I mean, he successfully impresses me a lot of the time. Well, his love language is physical touch. Dan loves being close to me. When he cleans. Like, he fully cleans. He was like, I am basically giving full range of decor or layout or anything to you. Like, he fully was like, yep, nope, this is all you. I'm usually exhausted when I get home, and Dan always has dinner ready. He always has, like, the main areas basically, like, cleaned up, and there's no dishes in the sink. He knows that it drives me nuts having a lot of dishes in the sink, so he makes sure that, like, he cleans up the kitchen. He's always standing at the door when I get home, because he's recognized what the beep on my Jeep sounds like. So when I lock the door, he knows that I'm home. You can hear it echo, obviously. He is always waiting with his arms open to give me a hug to say welcome home. He always says welcome home and just gives me like the biggest bear hug and just holds me while I kind of just like sink into his arms. And it's like the best feeling. It's like, it truly feels like you're coming home to like your best friend.
These were all the wonderful things Kaylee said.
Wow, when you put them all together like that, I'm an all right guy.
And then she also said this, she just kind of mentioned in passing.
Right now, we are currently working on the toilet seat being up. And he's so comfortable, he just leaves it up and just like ditches it. And there have been a lot of times where I'm like, get back here. And he's like, what? I'm like, put the toilet seat down. And he's like, no, it's my home too. I'm like, yeah, I know, this is your home too, but it's my home too.
All of those wonderful things, that one thing you need to work on, and that's what everybody wanted to talk about.
It's just wild to me.
An all right guy, not a perfect guy.
Like, after everything, man, I've been through, like, would be fine with an up toilet seat.
So, Susan from New Hampshire, you have a wonderful partner. What is it they do, though, that one thing that drives you bonkers?
I do have a wonderful partner. He's fantastic, but when he's sick, the way he coughs makes me want to put him in the barn. It's awful. It's like he has to use every inch or ounce of the breath that he's taken, and it extends out like... yeah, kind of like that.
Is that something he can control, coughing?
Oh, he does it on purpose.
He was born that way, dude.
Amazing. Amazing.
Thank you, Susan.
Put him in the barn.
Outside of that, great guy.
Melissa from Franklin. Good morning.
Good morning.
You love your husband, but there's that one thing.
His jaw clicks like he's weightlifting
in his jaw when he eats.
So his chewing.
Yes. I mean, he doesn't open his mouth, but it's just so loud.
You wanted to say so bleeping loud.
Yes.
Thank you for not swearing.
Like, does he have a problem with his jaw that needs to be corrected, or he just chews loudly?
I think that if he would chew small, it would solve the problem.
Do you hear the anger in her voice?
How long have you guys been together?
27 years married, 30 years together.
Oh, yeah, that was a 30-year together.
Did you hear that?
Tone.
God bless you.
I just think if he would chew smaller, her teeth are gritting.
Elizabeth from Holbrook, good morning.
Good morning.
It's that one thing. That one thing.
He cannot keep the side of his bed clean. Cups, bowls, a banana peel I found the other day. I can't do it. The sheet will pop up on his side and he's on his own.
I mean, it is his side of the bed, like, you know.
Agreed, but when I can smell it,
okay.
I have a problem.
That's right. Fair, your side of the bed shouldn't have an odor.
Fair enough.
Lisa from Kingston, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you love him. He's the best. He's amazing. He's wonderful. Except.
He just will use a paper towel square every chance he gets, and it's wasteful. It's unnecessary. I have different dish towels in the kitchen for different things, but no, paper towels for everything.
But other than that, he's a good doobie. Treats you well.
He's perfect. He treats me well. He folds my laundry. I haven't had someone fold my laundry since my mom in third grade.
Then you know what? You let him have that.
He's keeping Bounty in business, Kennedy. It's a problem.
I let him have it. He can leave the toilet seat up, except then he uses a paper towel to wipe off the drips. If you would just put the seat up, you wouldn't need to use the paper towel.
But I can't.
It all comes full circle.
I tried, buddy. I tried.
But no, we have fully transitioned into that comfort mode.
God, I can't.
If you had to guess, because I'm just curious, what do you think Lana's would be for you? If you had to guess.
I really don't know.
Kennedy, if you had to guess.
I know what mine is for Carson.
Oh, please tell us.
Absolutely.
You guys are basically married.
Oh, come on.
No.
Why?
All right, you can give me mine, though, if you want. You slurp your coffee.
I slurp my coffee?
Yes! When you take your first sip of coffee every morning, typically you have your headphones on, so you don't know you're doing it, I don't think. But you love that first sip of coffee, Carson, and you take a sip and you're all...
Well, it's hot. I'm not trying to burn my face hole.
I don't burn my face hole, and I don't slurp.
Did you hear the way she said yes after you said that? She's been holding that in for decades. She was like, yes! It's the first sip! finally released.
Carson loves his first sip of coffee. I've never seen anyone love a first sip of coffee the way I see this man love a first sip of coffee.
That was good.
I just don't want to hear it. That felt good. Thank you, Dan. I need that.
She's been waiting to get that one out since 2003.
The way she said yes, you could just
tell. Really, because you just started drinking coffee a few years back.
That's true.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
She's got the Hollywood hookup. Gossiping 24/7. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Kennedy.
With Kennedy.
Yeah. Dirty is a service of Shaw's and Star Market. Go shop and get rewarded. Or I got a lot to get to. Let's get into it. K-pop Demon Hunters 2 officially happening at Netflix.
Let's go.
In 2029.
Yeah, that checks out.
It takes a long
time. Netflix takes forever to do anything.
Well, animated movies take a long time. So, and they probably, you know, you want to make it good. You don't want to just slap something out. So anyway, that's really all I know. The same directors will be returning. Other than that, I have no other information. But I just thought that would be good news to start our morning.
I mean, all the little roomies and huntresses out for Halloween will be thrilled.
Let's go. Moving along, Cardi B's boyfriend Stefon Diggs has been confirmed as the father of Ailin Lopera's baby, Charlie Harper Diggs Lopera. The paternity has been confirmed. Mr. Diggs is the father of the child, Lopera's attorney told Page Six yesterday. Now that the child's paternity has been established and Mr. Diggs has acknowledged his daughter, my client hopes they can work towards being great parents to their child. While the issue of paternity has been resolved, Lopera's attorney told Page Six the case has not yet been dismissed and will move forward if they're not able to resolve all of the issues themselves. She launched a paternity suit against him back in December. At the time, she petitioned the court for legal and physical custody of the child, with Diggs given visitation rights, requesting that he pay for all of her pregnancy and birth expenses and attorney fees. She welcomed her baby girl in April, and in July, he responded by saying, "I would like a test to establish paternity." And if the results proved his parentage, Diggs requested to have joint legal and joint physical custody of Charlie, as well as splitting the pregnancy and birth expenses and lawyer's fees. So,
very adult, but also just an odd way to start a relationship of raising a child together.
That's a tough one.
That, like, you have to get lawyers involved.
Yes.
And get paternity tests done. Yes. Because, you know.
But we love to see parents. Yeah. Parenting.
I mean, she was at the game on Sunday, so it must. Is it fine between them then?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they're together.
They're having a baby.
But then they're also talking through lawyers.
No, Cardi B is having the baby. This is the other woman he had the baby with in April.
Oh.
Well, he has multiple women pregnant.
Oh, I was. My apologies. I was confused.
Yeah, this is nothing. Cardi B knows exactly who the father of that child is.
I got confused.
No, no. This woman had the baby in April, and she did the filings in December.
Oh, okay. My apologies. I missed that little nugget there.
I just feel bad for Cardi B. She went from Offset, who was cheating on her, and then found a new man who was just the athlete version of Offset.
Yeah.
They're gonna have siblings.
Mm-hmm.
Around the same time, you know, within a year of each other, I guess.
Well, they finally come to their senses over at Dancing with the Stars. 5 years after he was fired, hometown guy Tom Bergeron will make his return Tuesday to help the show celebrate its 20th anniversary. It's not much more than that, but he will be a guest judge alongside Carrie Ananava, Bruno Tonoli. When's the last time we saw Bruno? And Derek Hough. Here is what he had to say.
I have to credit Conrad Green, who was my original showrunner back in
the day,
2005. He really kind of extended the olive branch and got me
reminiscing about all the fond memories. And so, yeah, I'm looking forward to getting
back. And then they put a lot of commas and zeros on a check. Yeah. And I said yes.
I hope they're giving Tom a bag to come back. They did him dirty.
Back up the Brinks truck.
He said, I'm anticipating it's going to be a wonderfully emotional, nostalgic night. So much fun to watch my friends do the work. I don't have to throw to commercials. I don't have to worry about timing.
It's the pride that is the pride of Haverhill, Massachusetts.
I mean to tell you. And it's that time of year where people are starting to dump their new Christmas music on us, and I'm here to give it to you. Gwen Stefani has Gwen Stefani has a new one called Shake the Snow Globe. It's part of Amazon MGM's upcoming star-studded holiday film, Oh, What Fun, starring Michelle Pfeiffer, Dennis Leary, and Chloe Grace Moretz, that will debut on December 3rd. Here it is. So
I would like to quote a wise man who once said on this show, Kennedy, by the name of Producer Dan, I can't wait to miss that.
All I know is that the waitress is called and they want their song back. That's Christmas rapping right there.
Shake, 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 Sonora.
Whatever it is, it's not good.
Yeah.
I don't know if that one's going to be a Christmas staple right next to White Christmas.
And that's what I got.
Or rocking around the Christmas tree.
It's hard to break into the Christmas genre, Dan.
It is. And that ain't going to do it.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's going to school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man.
You can't beat her.
You ain't going to win. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, it is Redemption Week.
Redemption Week.
We bring back the five most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy, giving Kennedy a shot at redemption. Joining us in studio this morning is Nina.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great.
And your daughter, Savvy, is here. Good morning, Savvy.
Good morning.
Savvy, I feel like you were an integral part of your mom's win.
Yeah.
Yeah. We helped out a lot. How do you think she's going to do this morning?
I think she's going to do good.
I love that. I love that. And where's your brother, Nico? Why didn't he come in?
Because he has school and he doesn't like to miss school. Oh.
Have you already graduated? Is that why you're here?
No, I just do like to miss school.
Relatable.
Girl
content.
After my own heart.
All right. Will you go ahead and tell Kennedy to leave the studio, please, ladies?
Kennedy, can you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Tag team back again.
All right. Here we go. You can see Kennedy is leaving the studio. If you look right over there, she's in that soundproof studio. She can't hear anything that is happening. Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than Kennedy, you win. If you tie, that is a loss for you. Are you ready?
Yes, we are so ready.
Question number one. Maria Shriver, 70 years old today. She was married to which A-list celebrity until their divorce because he had a love child with their nanny?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
James Naismith was born today in 1861. He invented basketball in 1891 and lived long enough to see it become an Olympic sport in 1936. Where was Naismith living when he developed the game of basketball? The Hall of Fame even resides there now.
Springfield, Massachusetts.
Sir Ian McKellen has joined the cast of Johnny Depp's Ebenezer, A Christmas Carol. There's no word on who he's playing. Which kind of character was Ian McKellen playing when he uttered this line? Take a listen.
You shall not pass!
The Ghosts of Christmas Past?
Question number four. Sydney Sweeney and Scooter Braun were photographed kissing in Central Park. Scooter Braun became famous when he discovered Justin Bieber off YouTube and started managing him. Who featured on Bieber's first big hit, Baby?
Savvy, do you know this one?
No, I don't know.
Usher?
All right, and question number five. Gwen Stefani has a new Christmas song called Shake the Snow Globe. Gwen has had only one song reach number one on the charts as a solo artist. Name that song.
Gwen Stefani, no doubt. Oh, just as Gwen.
Yep, just as Gwen.
Solo artist, yep. Yep.
Solo. The one about the banana, the B-A-N-A-N-N.
I need the title of the song here.
That was an interesting spelling of bananas also. You're right on it.
Oh, the song, Savvy, where she spells out banana. It is.
All right.
Poop.
Oh, poop is not the name of the song. Let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
I'm sorry, Savvy. I wrote a lot of questions from before you were born today. I used my K-pop Demon Hunters question earlier.
That's right.
Kennedy, welcome back.
Hi.
Nina and Savvy, who defeated you before 3-2. Got 2 out of 5 correct this time.
Well done, friends.
These are tough. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Maria Shriver, 70 years old today. She was married to which A-list celebrity until their divorce because he had a love child with her nanny?
The house cleaner. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, was it the house cleaner? Not the nanny?
I don't believe so.
Tied at 1, question number 2. Details, Kennedy.
Either way.
Yeah, maybe that was Gavin Rossdale.
6-1, half dozen the other.
James Naismith was born today in 1861. He invented basketball in 1891 and lived long enough to see it become an Olympic sport in 1936. Where was Naismith living when he developed the game of basketball? The Hall of Fame even resides there now.
Springfield.
Tied at 2. Sir Ian McKellen has joined the cast of Johnny Depp's Ebenezer, A Christmas Carol. There's no word on who he's playing. Which iconic character was Ian McKellen playing when he uttered this line? Take a listen.
You shall not pass!
Nerds! Gandalf.
Yes, he was.
The gray, I believe in that one.
That Balrog never saw him coming.
3-2, question number 4. Sydney Sweeney and Scooter Braun were photographed kissing in Central Park. Scooter Braun became famous when he discovered Justin Bieber off YouTube and started managing him, who featured on Bieber's first big hit, Baby.
Ludacris.
Not Usher. 4-2. Gwen Stefani has a new Christmas song out called Shake the Snow Globe.
And the boys hate it.
It's not good.
I didn't think it.
Makes me wish I was Jehovah's Witness so I don't have to celebrate.
Wow.
Was that too much?
It's a long way to go.
Yeah.
You do you.
I never know which ones are going to land. I'm just out here shooting.
Gwen has only had one song reach number 1 on the charts as a solo artist. Name that song.
Huh. Holla Back Girl. Is that right?
Yes.
Yes. I just kept spelling banana incorrectly.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
B-A-N-A-N-A-S.
5-2 is the final score.
Yay.
Redemption is yours, Kennedy.
That's all right. We
well
had fun,
done.
Though.
We had a blast.
Yeah.
Savvy's still
yeah.
proud of you.
Yeah.
So 5-2, Kennedy gets the win. Nina, Savvy, what do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
We're Nina
and Savvy from High Park, and we can't beat Kennedy.
Yay.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Can't beat Kennedy.
Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't. Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, presented by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with the 2025 Subaru, SubaruofNewEngland.com. Kennedy, say hey to Casey from Attleboro.
Hi, Casey.
Hi, Kennedy.
Will you kick Kennedy out, please?
Kennedy, will you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck.
Who was that in the background, Casey?
That's Gwen. Please kick.
Hi, Gwen.
Good morning, Gwen. How old is Gwen?
6.
All right, Kennedy's gone. 5 pop culture trivia questions. $1,000 on the line. You get more right than Kennedy, you win the $1,000. If you tie, unfortunately, we can't give you the money. Are you ready?
I think so.
This country singer's I'm the Problem tour had almost 500,000 people waiting in online queues yesterday for 2026 tour dates. Who is the singer?
Taylor Swift?
She has...
Oh, wait, no. All right, go ahead.
She has released her annual favorite things list. It includes a $2,000 espresso machine and a pair of reading glasses for the shower. Who is it that releases the favorite things list?
The favorite things list? Oh, goodness. Wow. I want to go back to the first one for Morgan Whalen because I think I got that one wrong. But I don't know. The favorite things list.
All right. Question. Question number three. These two comedians from Only Murders in the Building are going on tour together in 2026. Who are they?
They are Steve Martin and Martin Shaw. Huh?
Question number four. This pizza this pizza joint has launched an online-only mix-and-match deal that lets you choose any two or more items for only $5.99 each. That's a bargain, Dan. Mm. Their most famous slogan is Pizza Pizza. Name the restaurant.
Pizza?
And question number five. She starred in The Flying Nun and in Forrest Gump, and she's turning 79 today. Which actress is she?
Whoopi Goldberg?
All right, let's get Kennedy back into the studio, please.
Kennedy!
I heard, Casey, you got a call from your mechanic that you owe $1,600 on your car.
Yes, and I was like, oh, let me see if I'll get through. Maybe I can win $1,000, but I did terrible.
Kennedy, Casey got, is it 1 out of 5, Dan? Is that what we gave her?
Yeah.
Oh,
Sooch.
Feeling very relieved.
Yeah, that's good. You're going to be fixing your own car, Sooch.
These are tough. This was a rough one, Kennedy.
All right.
Question. Please, I won't yell at you guys.
You're right.
This country singer's I'm the Problem tour had almost 500,000 people waiting in online queues yesterday for 2026 tour dates. Who is the singer?
Morgan Wallen.
Yes, yes. She blurted out Taylor Swift, only to realize later she was wrong. Question number two. She has released her annual favorite things list. It includes a $2,000 espresso machine and a pair of reading glasses for the shower. Who is she?
Oprah Winfrey.
Who doesn't want a $2,000 espresso machine?
Me?
2-1. These two comedians from Only Murders in the Building are going on tour together in 2026. Who are they?
Steve Martin and Martin Short.
Martin Short, yes.
Short, not Shaw.
Not Shaw. 3-1. This pizza joint has launched a new online menu. It's a mix and match menu, and you can choose any two or more items for only $5.99 each, Kennedy. Their famous slogan is Pizza Pizza. Name the restaurant.
Oh, Little Caesars?
Yes.
Oh, I wish there was one of those close.
I had it for the first time not too long ago.
Dan, and unmatched.
Considering the food I got for the price I paid, not bad.
The crazy
it's
bread?
Really, yeah, it's a good value. 4-1, question number five. She starred in The Flying Nun and Forrest Gump and is turning 79 today. Which actress is she?
Sally Field.
Sally Field is correct, not Whoopi Goldberg. That was pretty good, Kennedy. Pretty good.
Great.
Yep. 5-1 is the final score. Kennedy gets the win. Casey, you don't get the $1,000. But thank you to you and to Gwen for listening and calling in this morning. And Gwen.
I would watch a movie with Whoopi Goldberg as Forrest Gump's mom, though.
Would have been a different movie.
Would have changed the movie. I'd have watched it.
I like it.
Casey, what do you want to say to Kennedy?
My name's Casey from Attleboro, and I can't beat Kennedy.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.